Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined on a football Sunday here at the pub by our good buddy John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Football, 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 yay! I know Carmen and Brian are just ecstatic and head over heels with joy. Finally, the NFL's back in action.
Dude, I think they just put their 75-inch flat screen up at the Myrtle Beach place, John, just for football.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I think they put it outside so they could feed the turtles as they're watching football. What do you think, John?
Yeah, and enjoy the great weather up there, so probably. That's probably what's going on.
But anywho, dude, it was so weird the other day. Not weird, because I'm not weird. I'm perfectly perfect. But anywho. Oh, before I continue this, let's start this off first. Let's sing this. Join me, John. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Dear Robbie, it's Robbie's birthday tomorrow, John.
Well, happy birthday, Robbie. Just another thing that me and him have in common, for God's sakes. We're, 10 days away in birthday birthdays.
There you go, Johnny.
Yeah, we do look like brothers. We both have bald heads practically, and I didn't know we were both born in September too. So it's pretty good.
Two handsome cats you are.
Well, now you're just lying, Doug.
No, I'm not. So. You're cute and cuddly, John.
Yeah, maybe the cuddly part, but we'll see.
But I know Robbie's awaiting this. Happy birthday, dear Robbie. Happy birthday to you and many more. How'd I sound, John?
Yeah, that was fantastic, Doug. Just fantastic. Yeah, I saw his tweet yesterday. He said normally this is the time he'd be jumping on that flight heading towards Orlando for his yearly birthday visit to Disney World. So unfortunately, he can't do it this year. But that just means he's going to have that much of a better trip next year. So hopefully everybody, that's how everybody's looking at it. If you can't make it this year, then you're going to have that much of a better trip next year. I know that's what me and Lisa have ended up doing. We had to forego our regular trip this year, but looks like we're going to get a one bedroom at the boardwalk for our next trip. So yay, yay, yay!
I'll sing this zippity doo da zippity.
Exactly.
So on the what's your birthday? The 23rd or 24th?
21st.
21st. Well, you said 10 days, so I thought it was the 20th. I actually thought it was the 20th.
About 10 days.
I actually thought it was about the 24th all along, so you actually helped me out, to be honest with you. So I will.
No,
get,
it's a week from Monday.
So I will get. Tomorrow. Now, next Sunday, I will have to sing it to you.
No. Oh, happy day. I'll so look forward to it.
Johnny, I mean, if I could, I would fly down and sing it to you personally, buddy.
I'm gonna tell Brenda to not allow you to use FaceTime next Sunday. So no.
I'm gonna sing it to you, baby. But anywho, it's Robbie's birthday, so happy birthday. And again, back to football. I know Carmen and Brian are excited. I'm excited. I am ready for some football, dude. Even though our buddy Evan, he knew Miles Sanders was hurt, and he made the deal anyway. Do you believe that?
Did he?
Yes. He Jedi mind tricked me. He put it out there in the universe that I must offer him the trade, knowing that Miles Sanders is injured. He did that on purpose. I know he did.
I don't think Evan would do that.
I'm the one that offered the trade, John. I'm just being me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the one that offered the trade, not him. But, hey, dude, I'm here in Philly, and the way the camps are right now, they're so closed down where you don't know exactly what's going on. So I knew he pulled a hamstring, but it was like a month ago, and he was practicing. Now they're saying they just want to make sure that they don't bring him back too soon and they lose him for the year, so they're going to hold him out one more week. But, like, it didn't seem like that for the past month, and he's my ride or die. I have him in all five of my fantasy teams.
Mm-hmm.
So
he better get back for you.
Oh, 100%. So... Because I ain't as good at picking teams as our buddy Pat is, you know, the greatest fantasy, you know, coach and manager of all time. So I need every player I can get. I'm not a Pat Ginetti, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's already setting himself up. Oh, I'm not going to be that good. I'm not going to be that bad, you know. Yeah. All right, Pat. All right, Pat.
Here's Pat in the football world. Woe is me! Woe is me.
Wiley kicks your butt.
Sorry, John, about that interruption. The good part was we were picking on Pat, so I won't lose my place, John. So.
Yes, we know where to pick up on that. Jedi mind tricks.
Yes. Our buddy over at the Mickey Dudes. Check out his podcast. And he picks on me, so that's why I'm getting on him, because he started all this. So check out the Mickey Dudes And our fantasy football league is kicking off this weekend, John, and I can't wait.
Yeah. Our league hasn't started yet, but I play in another league with a bunch of Diz Dad's buddies, and he's got the guy I'm playing over there. He had one guy that played Thursday night for Houston, and he was supposed to get like 12 points. He ended up with 36. So I'm already in a hole. So how in the heck does that happen? Crap.
Yeah. Well... You didn't play the Jedi mind tricks like Pat did. You should have called him up and said,
apparently not.
My team is not good. Apparently. Don't put up a lot of points because I can't win. He will text us both this week to yell at us. You do know that, John, right?
Yeah, that's part of the enjoyment. So, yep, looking forward to football starting. I got the Lightning again tonight. Lost the game Friday, but... hoping to get back on their winning ways. Make it 3-1 over there. So that would be nice.
So. Yeah, it would be. Now, Presley's cheering for your Tampa Bay team, John.
Good job. I knew he liked that dog.
Yeah, he liked the Lightning. You know, one of his favorite movies is Bolt, and now he's cheering for your Lightning. He heard something around the house, John. He was laying down asleep as we were recording, of course. So, everybody's jumping in today, John, aren't they?
You got Brenda calling, you got your dog barking. All going on in the Davis household.
Yeah, it's football Sunday, John. Everybody's excited. But Presley was cheering for you. And my teams aren't, they're both out of the playoffs. But our buddy, did you see the stinking Celtics won? So our buddy Tommy's very happy. Won a game 7.
Yep, moving on. So, yeah. What are they playing? Miami, right?
Yeah. So. The only positive team is the not team. The only positive thing is, I literally hated all four teams left in the final. So I'm happy for Robbie. I mean for Tommy.
Yeah. It. I don't know. I mean, out of all of them, I might somewhat kind of care that if like maybe Denver would win, just because they haven't won it before. You know, I mean. At this point, I don't care anything about any of the teams, so then I just look for the teams that haven't actually won a championship before. But that's about it. So.
Yeah, well, I hate Toronto. I can't stand Boston. I despise Miami. So, I mean, I don't like any of those teams. So, if they all could lose, I'd be happy. But I'd be so under that note, as much as I hate to say it, I guess I got to root for Robbie. I mean, Tommy. I keep calling him Robbie because the birthday song stuck in my head. But I have to root for Tommy and Judith for Boston. Even though I hate them, dude. Yeah. I look at that team. I just can't. I hate them, John. It's hard.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad. You know, the Tom's down here and Gronk's down here, and the Lightning did knock the Bruins out of the playoffs. So I guess I better kind of root for the Celtics a little bit too. So. Yeah,
and the great part is, dude, they got a Cam Newton, root tootin' Cam Newton. I think he might have a good year if he could stay healthy. We shall see.
Yeah, I mean, Cam Newton definitely has a lot of potential, so we'll see what happens there.
Well,
so.
He was a league MVP, so.
Yep.
We shall see. My birds are – the one thing that my birds are playing the team from Washington, what cracks me up, though, John, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, and usually I'm not, but I asked you anyway. I got to put it out there to make sure, you know, I make it an even playing field, so you will tell me when I am wrong. Believe it or not, you do. But, okay, do you have the red zone on the NFL Network?
Yeah.
Okay, they keep replaying all they keep replaying all of last year's games. Like, they're doing like they did every week, which was cool. But the thing that cracks me up is, in this whole thing of changing the team name, right? On all 17 weeks of replay, you have the R word being said like a billion times. Like, wouldn't you think they would edit that out, John? If it's really that bad of a name,
I guess.
But if it's really that bad of a name and you want it changed and you don't want to hear it no more, why would you replay games with the team in it or not at least blank out the name? That's where I get on the horse.
So. I don't know. It's so lame anyway.
What's that?
It's so lame anyway. The guy just is now. I said it was just really lame anyway. What's it going to be called now? Just the Washington football team. So he didn't even give him a mascot or anything now. So, well, I don't know.
I think that
guy is just a wiener.
Oh yeah, an Oscar. Don't insult hot dogs that way, John.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
You know, call him a Brussels sprout or something. But you want
sauteed spinach.
Yeah, there you go. I like spinach though. But anyway,
I do too. So.
Yeah, the Brussels sprouts pretty good because I like Brussels sprouts, but they can be bad at times. They have to be cooked just right. So, but we'll call them cilantro, John.
Roasted. Otherwise, I can't eat them. So,
how about we call them cilantro?
No, I like cilantro.
Yeah, we'll call the team the Washington Cilantros right now. How's that sound? So the Eagles.
Well, we certainly know Dennis won't root for him.
No, exactly. So we'll call. My team is playing the Cilantros today. You want to know the reason why they haven't named the team?
What's that?
I think the reason the team hasn't been named yet is because the NFL wants him out as an owner, and if new ownership comes in, they're going to want to rename because he's in all kind of trouble down there right now for all kind of things. So I think that's why the team wasn't named, because we don't know where they're going to go, and NFL might not even approve the name because I think they want him gone.
Yeah, well, that would be fine too.
Yeah, well,
like
I think it would be
just a bunch of cilantro. So
yes, exactly. Call him cilantro. But another thing is a good thing, John. Have you ever seen on? I just became friends with him on our Facebook account because I get on Facebook once or twice a month, John. You usually run that mostly. But have you seen this artist, Daniel Burrows, yet? Daniel Burrows.
I don't think so. No, I don't.
Dude, the guy is a phenomenal artist. So if you get a chance, we just started following him. And, dude, during the pandemic, he paints Disney murals on people's walls, which are absolutely out of this world. And the one Lion King mural he did, it said, this took me 2 days. I'm looking at it. 2 days? It's amazing, John. So he's done all these portraits. So if you get a chance, head on over to our Facebook page. We just started following him. His name is Daniel Burrows. and he's an artist. Oh my God, is he awesome! I want to try to get him on the show and maybe see what he charges for paintings. I might try to get one.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet, wouldn't it?
See, I would like to send a picture down. I would like to send a picture of him, and I want to try to get him on the show to see if he could do this, because he did a beautiful portrait of him and his son. So what I was thinking is, I would love to send a portrait down of me and Brenda and have him paint us in a Disney picture.
You think Brenda would like that, or you think she would say it was a little too...
Oh, yeah. She would hate it, but I still want to do it.
Yeah. Don't care. It's for me, dang it.
I love her. I want her in. They're my best memories. My wife at the park with me. You know what I'm saying, John? I would like a portrait in my room of her and me. You know, maybe even if I could find like a family one with me, her mom, my dad, you know, if I could find one of those, that would be awesome too, wouldn't it, John?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, imagine if you could find one of you and your mom buying your balloon on Main Street, if there was ever any picture of that. But no crap, how cool would that be to get something like that painted?
Well, since you brought it up, Doug, and we're talking about fond memories and things that happened at Walt Disney World, what happened 24 years ago today at Walt Disney World? Any idea?
You asked Lisa to marry you.
Oh, look at you. Dang. Pulled it out. Yes, indeed.
So
24 years ago today in Germany.
Oh, well, happy anniversary of proposing. You go, girl.
There you go.
See, I do know you, Johnny.
Yeah, and it still irks me. I had big plans of doing it on Cinderella's Castle forecourt underneath the fireworks, and of course, like I said before, that was the night that they had the Night of Joy, and of course, they closed the park at 6 o'clock and kicked everybody else out. So then I've got the ring in my pocket. What am I supposed to do? So I ended up at Germany going, no, I can't carry this around for another week and a half. So,
hey, John, it worked out perfectly. You guys, Lisa. Your love of beer, where else? And love of Epcot, where else should it have been?
Exactly. So it worked out pretty good.
So, and then you guys ended up a few years later having your own wiener schnitzel. You got your baby boy, right, John?
Yeah. About 2.5 years later. So.
Yep. Now, congratulations. Where'd the time have gone, John?
24 years. That's amazing to me. It really is. Yeah. And you know what? When you're a kid, you always hear people talk about how time flies and it goes quicker as you get older. There is no BS in that. Holy cow, man.
You know,
you look up and all of a sudden you're almost 50. So.
Yep. Oh, I am 53 this year. But speaking of time flying and getting into something a little somber, John, September 11th was just this past week, and we just want to give our thoughts and prayers to all the family members and everybody who passed from that. And what a sad, sad day. I can't believe I said that to my wife the other day. I can't believe it's been 19 years since that has happened.
Yeah, that's quite amazing, too.
John, on a different note,
I think that next year would be the 20th anniversary, so.
Absolutely. We're going to go right back to that, but I know how I stream live on YouTube.
Yep.
Dude, they're in Germany right now at night. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I swear to goodness.
7:45, 8 o'clock. So.
Yep, I swear to goodness. This guy is doing a nighttime walk through Epcot, and he was in Germany. And nobody was like, it was a wide open view of the entire courtyard. How beautiful. So.
Very nice.
Anyway, and I didn't want to cut off 9/11, and I apologize for that, but it was kind of like I had to say it with this going on. But again, that was such a sad day, and I spoke out about because it was posted. Glenn Watts posted Never Forget and all this other stuff, and he was telling a story where he was. And then I mentioned the story about we were at Walt Disney World when it happened, and the proudest part I was about all that was, and I said in the little quote that I made on Twitter, the thing I loved about it, which I wish to goodness it would come back now, is everybody at the parks, when they reopened the following day, when I told you everybody had their patriotic hats on, everything America was sold out at the parks, but everybody didn't seem like strangers on those next couple days. Everybody seemed like family and friends. It was so weird how everybody came together. It was a different feeling. It was like everybody was one, if you understand what I'm saying, John, after that happened. We were at the parks. And I wish we could get some of that more back right now. I wish people with this whole 9/11 remembrance and all remember that we are all on the same team. Let's start acting that way. Do you disagree with me, John?
No, you're absolutely right. But it, I mean, that's human nature. It as bad as it is human nature that when you face an opponent together, you become one. You know what I mean? And it usually takes something like that to bring people together. I mean, think about you and your brother. I'm sure you fought plenty and at times absolutely hated each other. But then when somebody outside your family picked on your brother or they picked on you, I would think that you two would stand together to repel that one person. So it's the same mentality. You know what I mean? And then 2 weeks later, you go back to hating each other again. So
yeah. Well, I just want to set the record straight.
The way we are.
I just want to set the record straight. Tomato is always the one that started it and was always the mean one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was always completely innocent, and I never started any of our spats. They were always his fault.
All right, so now you're talking about Mater and growing up as a teenager in Jersey and the surrounding areas. So I've got to ask you, I watched it this week. Did you ever go to Action Park?
No, I did not. I'm lying. There was two of them. There was one down here by Ski Mountain that I went to, but I never went to the one in North Jersey. No, I did not.
Okay. That place looks like it was just absolutely out of freaking control. Just amazing how the amount of ridiculousness that went on there, and the fact that most people survived, but there were so many. I guess, six or seven people were killed by the attractions and stuff like that, and then so many injuries. And the guy made up a fake insurance company to cover his claims. And working at Walt Disney World, it just amazes me that guy got away with that for so long. It really is. So.
No, it was a crazy place. I mean, it was crazier times then, too. I mean,
yeah.
As a teenager, I remember being... Well, racing my motocross bikes, but also I remember having my four-wheel drive trucks, and we would go to the junkyard and we would buy Volkswagen hoods, because know how they're round shaped? You know what I'm talking about, John? The two ends stick up.
Yeah.
Okay, they're shaped like a piece of water, a cantaloupe that you ate the center out of. Well, we would buy them and we would tie them to the back of our trucks and tow each other down the dirt roads on the Volkswagen hoods.
That sounds safe.
Yeah, it was awesome, John. I did mount gate handles on them so you could hold on as you were being pulled.
Well, look, you went in to try to find something safe to help out.
Oh, so. Oh. And did you ever, we used to go up to Pocono Mountains, did you ever, we used to buy the truck inner tubes for the tractor trailers? And we would tow them down the roads behind the truck in the snow. Good times, John.
good times. No, actually, watching that documentary, it reminded me a lot of my time working at Wet n' Wild as a kid, and the silly crap that we got away with after the parks closed there, and what we would do to the slides, and how we'd go down some of the slides, and absolute ridiculousness. Yeah, and you're right. There's no way that the lifeguards working at Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach are getting away with some of the craps that I did back in the 80s. So the 80s was the Wild West, I think. So.
I mean, dude, you were 10, 11 years old. Your mom gave you a key and told you to put it around your neck, and I'll see you when you get home. Am I wrong?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, we spent it all day outside in the summer here, which is quite the feat. So.
Yes. You went out. You did stuff. Nowadays... Your phone's tracked, your sneakers are tracked, your eyeglasses are tracked. I mean, kids are like they're under a microscope 24/7.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny actually, one of the guys they're talking to in that show says, "Yeah, when I was 12 years old, me and my three of my buddies, we rode 17 miles on our bicycles to go to Action Park. We spent the entire day there and then rode the 17 miles back home without telling our parents where we were all day.
Oh, yeah.
And then he looked at the camera and he said, if I caught my son doing that nowadays, I would kick his butt.
Dude, I remember, no, I just told you about that ski mountain. Well, the area that was in is called Pine Hill. And the reason it's called Pine Hill, it's all really hilly, hence Pine Hill. Well, we're on our bikes doing like a 10-mile ride to the mall because I had to get a television video game. And we're riding our 10 speeds. You know, I had to get it, so I dragged my two friends to take the ride with me, my buddy Mike and my buddy Bill. We were like 14, 15. We're flying down this hill, and my buddy Mike lost control and fell off his bike and hit his head on the blacktop. He got a concussion. Little did we know. We knew something was wrong, but we were like, rub some dirt on it. You're okay.
Walk it off.
All he kept saying is, I'm okay now. I'm okay now. He must have said that 100 times. And then we stopped by my buddy Bill's house on the way because he was halfway through the ride. And my buddy Bill's mom was a bit eccentric. And my buddy Mike is like cursing in front of her like he's never done this before. And it's because he's concussed. We took him to the mall. We made him drive all the way home. And then his mom had to take him to the hospital. And she wanted to kill us, John. But it's the point. It's what we did as kids back then. So it don't surprise me that Action Mountain was like that, John. Our teenage lives were
hot. Watch it.
What's that, Johnny?
I just said, if you get a chance, watch it. It's called Class Action Park, and it's quite amazing. And it'll remind you a lot of, even if you didn't grow up in Jersey in the 80s, if you grew up in the 80s or the early 90s or the late 70s, there's so much it connects with you on so many levels, and especially the way we grew up as kids. So.
Oh, absolutely, John. Yeah, we grew up that way. I mean, you ever imagine kids playing hide? I can't even say that right now. Because it might get me in trouble, but anyway, it wasn't dirty. It was hot. You know, we used to play a game where we'd chase each other. You know what I mean? And you couldn't do stuff like that now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh well, we played kill the man with the ball.
Oh
we
yeah,
played,
that's
king of the mountain at construction sites where you'd climb the dirt mountains and play. That was actually a lot of fun.
What I was going to say is, did you ever play hide the belt, John?
No, I don't think I ever played that one.
What hide the belt was is you'd have 10 or 12 of your buddies, and you'd have a confined area. It was a big area. It was the size of a football field in our townhouse complex. We had a condominium complex. Well, they were townhouse. They were twins. But anyway, we would play in a whole courtyard, and you couldn't leave the courtyard. And if you did, then you got it anyway. But anyway, you would hide the belt somewhere, and one of the Transformers was home base. And when the belt was found, you had to run to home base, and whoever you got to whack them with it until they got back to home base.
Oh, God. Holy crap.
So, does that explain...
They just abuse each other.
Yeah, does that explain a lot about me, John?
It sounds like you got whacked a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. We had fun, though. But you could. And they were wrong, but that's what you did. You found things to do. You didn't have all the, you know, we were outside all the time as kids. But anyway, our buddy Bob Danke's down. He's showing us all kind of great food and treats that he's been enjoying at Walt Disney World. Did you see any of those photos, John?
I saw some of that. I saw his tweet yesterday about his walk around Boardwalk in the morning and a great picture of, I guess, him walking probably at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, it'd be a good way to start your day, you know, if you get up and take that nice walk around Boardwalk. So,
dude, I can't wait. I'm working at I'm headed over to the hospital now, and I'm thinking I got a few weeks over here, John. I'm hoping. And if that, once that's done, if I'm off, I'm trying to arrange. I want to come down like the first couple weeks in November. I'm thinking I'd like to come down for Christmas. So
ooh,
that's
nice.
What we're shooting for.
See
John.
Some of the Christmas decorations?
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. Thinking like first, second week in November is what I'm hoping for. We'll see how work goes. If I'm still working, I won't be able to because I still am now. But if I'm not, that's what I'm shooting for, John. So hopefully I'll be able to have a Christmas toddy around Epcot with you, John.
Hey, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Anywho. Want to get to some news, John? We did enough filibustering.
Yeah, I think we shot the poo-poo enough. Let's move on to Disney.
Yeah, we just got to hope the birds beat cilantro today.
And the Buccaneers take care of New Orleans.
There you go, Johnny. The only thing, speaking of cilantro, this is what we're going to call this part of the park. Dino-Rama Boardwalk Games to reopen at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, you could have just called them the Washington Dino-Ramas, and that would have been pretty good. So.
Dude, is there any place in the parks that you hate more than this section of Disney World?
I'm trying to think. Honestly, I'm trying to think. No, I think this is probably my. I don't know if I hate anything at Disney, but,
no, but
I'm disappointed. You know, I mean, disappointment is the key factor there.
If we rated everything from one to the million things that are there, I think this would be the 1 million area.
Million and one, if yeah. possible. Yeah. It's, you're probably correct.
So yeah, they're supposed to be reopening it. New prizes are on offer at Comet Crashers and the Bronto Score. So, Dino-Rama Boardwalk Games to reopen at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's saying two of the Boardwalk Games at Chester's and Hester's and Dino-Rama will reopen later this week. Bronto Score and Comet Crashers are planned to reopen Sunday, September 13th, which is today. Complete with a new Dinoland USA themed plush prize for winning guests. Each game costs $5 to play per turn. Most of Chester's and Hester's Dinorama has remained closed since the park reopening in mid-July of COVID-19 shutdown. Triceratops Spin and Shop being available, Disney announced previously that Primeval World is permanently closed. Bravo.
That's like the best news you've heard in weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we heard that a couple weeks ago, but I'm glad they're reiterating it, John. And it was hard for me to say Triceratops Spin, John. I will say I am coming around to this, John. Latest look at Tomorrowland updates in the Magic Kingdom. I do like some of the updates here, John. I think it's also that I kind of don't remember as much as I, you know what I mean? It isn't as hard because it's been a couple years now. So it's the transformation is a little easier now. I like things more here.
Yeah, and the way that Tomorrowland has always been, I think they've transitioned Tomorrowland more than any other part area of the park. If you think about Adventureland, with the exception of adding the Aladdin ride in the middle there, that's been 20-something years ago. Really, Adventureland looks pretty much like it did when the park opened. Frontierland's very similar, except for the addition of new attractions. But for the actual paint schemes and the pavement and stuff like that, it seems like all the other areas of the park pretty much stay the same. But Tomorrowland seems to get an update every, 7, 8, 9 years, something like that on average. So I don't think it's unusual, and I think it looks pretty good.
I think it looks beautiful, actually. And I do like the new signage that you walk under now. It's more more streamlined, but I like it. It's classy looking. I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, it gives it a little bit of a space age futuristic look to itself. So
yeah, one of the things I did read will add to this. I don't see it right now, but I did read that they're doing a lot of mechanical work on the People Mover. That's what this is all about. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, in some ways, Doug, that's a good thing. It means that they don't plan on doing anything bad to the People Mover by removing it or anything like that, God forbid. So if they're improving it, that's fine. So.
Yeah, I'm just because it has broken down quite a bit the last couple years. So maybe this time they finally figured, listen, we're tired of it break and fixes. So maybe this time they're doing a major overhaul so they don't have to worry about it breaking down constantly anymore.
Yeah, we just don't want to hear it turning into something like the what was it at Disneyland, the Red Rockets or something, that terrible rendition of the People Mover. So let's just leave it alone. Let's get it fixed and bring it back. So.
Well, I don't think it'll change because of the whole track, everything has remained the same. Everything is repainted, revitalized, so I don't think they're going to change that out at this point. You know what I mean?
It's too an integral part of Tomorrowland. I mean, walking into Tomorrowland and seeing the people move by, roar by, not really roar, but scoot by, is part of your Tomorrowland experience. And the thing that drives me nuts about it is I love that attraction. I ride it, and I spend every time we pass another car, I wave at people. And very rarely do people wave back. You know, I mean, you're at Disney World, people. Allow yourself to wave to a stranger. I'm just saying.
Relax. I had a girl in a car the other day. She wasn't waving to me, but I thought she was giving herself with her pinky her own coronavirus test.
Digging for gold, was she?
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, I'm sitting there, and she was a younger girl. She was good-looking. She was well-groomed. And then all of a sudden, I look over, and I'm like, I had to take a double take. I swear, I was looking for the little Q-tip, John. I was waiting for the Q-tip to come out. It was her pinky finger. It was up there for like, I mean, dude, she was digging serious gold. I think she was going back. She found some and was going back for more.
Yeah, well, you never know what you might keep way up in there. So.
And then all of a sudden, after she's done that, she's putting her fingers through her hair. I was like, okay. I'm like, okie dokie.
At least you didn't eat it.
No, I was kind of waiting for it. But anyway, listen to this, John. Annual pass holders can get a 30% merchandise discount now at Walt Disney World. And now Florida residents can get 20% off select merchandise at Walt Disney World. What is it with all these discounts for everybody but us Northerners, John? I'm starting to feel discriminated against, John.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and guess what the cast member discount?
40.
Nope.
60.
50. Back to 50%. Half priced.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
I had to come down and visit my good-looking buddy, John.
You want to do some shopping, it'd probably be a good dang idea.
Yeah. So anyway, discount is available Monday through Thursday from September 15th through October 29th. So you have to be there on a Monday through Thursday. Weekends, no discount, guys. So Monday through Thursday, September 15th through the 29th, 2020, not valid on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hence, Monday through Thursday, Disney, we get it. Discount does not apply to Walt Disney World Resort operating participants, locations including, but will not be limited to the Disney Store, Disney Character Premier, Disney Character Warehouse, Cast Connection, or any other location or kiosk that are not owned and operated by the owners of Walt Disney World Resort. Discount is not valid on certain items including, but not limited to, previously purchased tickets, gift cards, park admission, arcades, tobacco, alcohol, outdoor vending, park balloons, vendors, glow vendors, at a dollar, wildlife conservation fund. I mean, come on. If you ask for a discount to get the pin for a dollar, you deserve to be kicked out of the park. Am I wrong, John?
Yeah, I'm going to give you $5 on for this button here. So, but do I get a discount on that, right? I mean, you put me down for $5, but I only have to really give you $3. Is that correct?
Yes. So sad. Postage stamp rentals on strollers, personalization, memory makers, memory maker one day, select print packages, blah, 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 sun dry. There's a bunch here, but for the most part, I could go on and on. You need a Florida driver's license. You have to prove you're a resident, but it's a good discount, John.
Oh, yeah. That's a good discount. And, I mean, the easy way to remember is if you're in a Disney store, for the most part, the discount's going to apply. And it never, ever hurts to ask. Anywhere you go, always check, because there might be some other discounts that aren't necessarily even applied there. So, yeah, I constantly check everywhere we go. I mean, I found a discount at Starbucks at Disney Springs that nobody had said that you can get before. So, I mean, it never hurts to ask. And if you feel self-conscious for being a little cheap, who cares? I mean,
yeah.
You're at Disney. You got to save every dime you can. So.
Yeah. Well, if they're calling you out on it, as long as you're nice about it, that's all I care about, John. Yep. Just don't be ignorant about it. Just say, do I get it? I ask, but it's just how you ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. You know what I'm saying?
I'm always hoping I can find that one place that actually can stack my discounts. You know? Okay, cast member, DVC, annual pass. All right, we owe you $3.75.
And don't forget the WDW Main Street podcast discount, John.
What's that one?
I'm a celebrity, John. Tell them you're a celebrity. Don't you know who I am? Speaking of Walt Disney World and stuff like that, discounts and stuff like that, did you see that they are opening Epcot now 12 to 8, it looks like? They think they list, one of our listeners texted or tweeted me, DM'd me saying, I think they're listening to you.
Yeah, it was like you've been saying that for the last, I think, 3 weeks to a month. Yep. Ever since they adjusted these hours for the fall, and why don't they open later and stay open later or close later? And it worked. So good job, Doug.
Thank you.
I'm gonna give you the credit on that one.
Thank you, buddy. Our buddy Jay Roddenberry, he texted me, he texted me the article from News Today. I believe you suggested this weeks ago. Maybe they really are listening. So. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for being a listener to the show. We really appreciate you. And if you want locals and you're giving these discounts and all this stuff, they can't get there. So what's the purpose of it, John?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So.
And another thing they're doing at Epcot, John, which I think is pretty cool, the Epcot After 4 Pass now allows entry 2 hours earlier. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So after 4 now means after 2. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the 1 year that me, Lisa, and JJ did get that pass, you don't want to know how many times we were standing outside the gate at like 3:15 going, That's why we never got it again, because it's one thing to think, I don't care if we get out there until 4, and then if you get your whole day planned around it, you end up leaving the house, and then I'm standing out there for an hour waiting for 4 o'clock. So.
Did they ever let you in early?
Maybe quite often, yes.
Okay. There you go.
That's probably why we ended up. Out there all the time at 3:15 because we generally they'd allow you in about 3:30, 3:35 or so. So.
Anyway, this is pretty cool, John. First look at Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom coming soon to Disney Plus. I'm on board for all this stuff, John.
Sounds good.
The trailer for the upcoming Magic of Disney Animal Kingdom from National Geographic's on Disney Plus is now available. It said coming soon. Oh, the official trailer is. Beginning September 25th, 2020, the docuseries is billed as the ultimate tribute to more than 300 species and 5,000 plus animals cared for at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the seas at Nemo and Friend. John, I am so excited about this. Don't hold back, John. Anyway,
I was waiting for you to finish. Yeah, it looks great. And you know, anything done by National Geographic usually got some beautiful cinematography work, so it's gonna look great. So especially you get your nice 4K television, get up close personal to some of them animals.
Absolutely, so. Might get bit.
There you go.
It said the Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom was recorded over a 5-month period and features narration by Disney favorite Josh Gad. Who's Josh Gad, John? I'm going to do you trivia.
Not a clue.
Don't you know him? He's our favorite snowman from Frozen.
No. Okay. All right. It's Olaf then.
Yeah, he's Olaf, buddy. Anywho, what else we have here? Notice of commencement filed for Phase 2 of World Drive redevelopment at Transportation and Ticket Center. So they're moving forward with this now, Johnny?
Yeah, well, it looks like more stuff's getting done. So I don't know that I guess we're still going to have the big celebration next year for the 50th anniversary. So there's still a lot of construction that has to get done within another, several months to a year. Because, you know, celebrations at Walt Disney World, they don't last a day or a week.
They're a year and a half.
A month. It's generally about 2.5 years.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I just said a year and a half, but you're probably closer.
I'm just thinking about the wand that was up over Epcot and how long that thing lasted. So, yeah. You know, I mean, how long did we? Well, and thankfully, you know what? I'm okay with that because celebrating the year 2000, the millennium, meant we had our great parade. So I'm okay with taking some time to celebrate because I miss Tapestry of Nations all the time.
Hey, love that parade, John.
Yep.
Anyway,
you're probably the one parade you really liked, huh? Because you're not a parade guy, so I bet you that was the one that you actually would take the time to sit and watch.
So. Yeah, it was also because the music just brought me in. It was like peaceful being there. I would grab a beer and just chill with it. You follow me? It was cool.
Yep. And it was actually so different because there was no Disney characters in it that I remembered. It was all original puppets and stilt walkers and everything that guy had conceived just for that parade. So it was kind of really unique. So.
Yeah, I think it was the stilt walkers too, John, because I'm like, I want to do that with them. So, anywho, John, it's saying here that Disney has filed notice of commencement for phase two of the World Drive North development near the Transportation and Ticket Center at Walt Disney World. The permit suggests the work will begin soon and has an expiration date of December 22nd, 2020. According to the filings, the project is phase two extension and realignment of World Drive and associated ramps and frontage roads. Phase two of the World Drive extension will begin where phase one ends near Florida Way and east of exiting the existing car care center, the end of the phase two tier into the Floridian Way, approximately 800 feet south of Seven Seas Drive. The total project length is approximately 1.3 miles. They're going to get that done in 2 years? I don't think they could do 1.3 miles in 2 years, John.
Yeah, probably not. Sounds like a longer project, so.
It says Disney has been actively working on the roadways around the TTC for a number of years as an effort to improve the traffic flow in the area. The Phase 1 project included flyovers and bypasses of the parking plaza. I think it helped. It is confusing, though, but it has helped.
Yeah, it is a bit confusing. Even me working out there and driving around my entire life, I've still made a couple of wrong turns when you're leaving, especially leaving the Magic Kingdom now. If you want to go the back way towards Port Orleans, Riverside, and the campground, you turn to the right now instead of making a left-hand turn, so you have to, you know, you have to adjust to that and everything. But yeah, coming in, and especially if you're going directly to the Contemporary, the Grand Floridian, or the Polynesian, it's so much easier. You don't have to go through the gate, and you know, sometimes you'd go through the parking plaza and then have to get all the way over and cut off, you know, or cut in front of a lot of other traffic and stuff like that. You don't have to do any of that now. You just fly right over the parking plaza and end up right at the resort. So that made it so much better. So.
Oh, absolutely. It just took them forever.
Yeah.
Savi's Workshop will return to Galaxy's Edge at the Hollywood Studios on September 20th. And reservation will open on September 16th in My Disney Experience app. You will need a valid Disney Parks Pass reservation prior to making the reservation to go get at Savi's to get your lightsaber made for the visit on that day. So you need to be able to get in the park to make the reservation. Like everything else at Walt Disney World, capacity will be reduced and there will be increased physical distancing. Savi's Workshop will reopen along with the rest of the park in July. However, it did not offer the lightsaber experience and instead sold a range of legacy sabers. So we'll see what happens if they do it the full boat here, Johnny.
Yeah, it's good to see that this is at least taking steps towards reopening. I mean, I think we're seeing a lot of that where stuff is adjusting the way that they do things, but things are reopening. So hopefully it's baby steps towards getting back to a more normal park experience. So,
I'm hoping for it, John. And this sounds pretty cool. It lends me to believe they are headed that way. Beginning September 15, 2020 at the Magic Kingdom, a special Halloween cavalcade will take to the parade route and head down Main Street, USA as part of the park's Halloween celebration. Along with Mickey and Minnie in their Halloween costume, on select days you may encounter a cavalcade of Disney villains, from Gaston and Maleficent to the Queen of Hearts to Jafar and the Pumpkin King himself, Jack Skellington. Boo! I don't like Jack Skellington. Also beginning September 20, the Dapper Dans will return to the Magic Kingdom as the Cadaver Dans. I'm happy that the Dans are back, John.
Yes, yes, absolutely. They're an integral part of Main Street, and the Cadaver Dans are even better, so it's good to see them back.
We don't like Jack Skellington. You don't like Jack Skellington, do you, John?
I've tried to enjoy that movie. I've watched it, or tried to watch it 2.5-3 times. I just can't get into it. No. It's okay, but it's just, and any type of a threat I always hear to take over the Haunted Mansion, it makes me dislike it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I don't like it. I have spoken. I don't like it. The latest view of Le Crêperie de Paris in Epcot, France, shows the exterior is nearing completion. Part of the expansion that will include Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Le Crêperie de Paris will become the pavilion's fifth dining location and will feature a cuisine of Chef Jerome Boucousse, who also runs the pavilion of Chefs de France and Monsieur Paul. So he's going to own three restaurants. With the menu inspired by Brittany region of France, the new location will offer table service dining as well as quick service stop for savory crepes, galettes, and sweet crepes. So I'm excited about this, John.
Yeah, yeah. So will Lisa. I mean, I think French is her favorite cuisine. So it will be another interesting choice out there. Hopefully it's a little more on par with the prices of Chefs de France and not Monsieur Paul, because that one's a little pricey. But I don't know, she's been watching the Tour de France all week in the mornings in the beautiful countryside of France, so she really wants to get back out to Epcot now. It's amazing how things like that will do that to you, right?
Yeah. And headed back to Hollywood Studios real quick, did you hear anything about Smuggler's Run being on fire and evacuation the other day, John?
I heard that the fire alarms are going off and that they evacuated the people. I didn't actually hear anything about an actual fire.
Okay.
But I did hear that the fire alarms would get off. And I hate to say it, but that was very common within the first year of Pandora and the Flight of Passage. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oftentimes when I was leaving after working at Animal Kingdom, you'd hear the blaring fire alarms going off of that building, and it has something to do with that the way that they set up the sensors and stuff like that, and it's adjusting components of the ride to not trip the sensors, but they're so touchy to begin with that it takes a while for them to get that perfect. So I think that's probably what it is. I don't think there was an actual fire though.
No, I just heard it was I'm just curious if you heard anything through your sources at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly the same thing that we had at Flight of Passage too. So,
but now headed back to Epcot again. The other reason why I'm trying, I wanted to I told you I was thinking maybe October, but the reason I'm pushing it back to November is, after all this, is I'm hoping maybe by then maybe Ratatouille is open, John.
That would be nice. Yeah. I haven't heard anything about a cast preview yet, so I'm keeping my eyes open, and I'm going to let you know as soon as I hear anything about that. So,
yeah.
And once that happens, then you're looking at about 2 or 3 weeks after it. So.
Yeah, because I know Brenda's, that's one thing that she's really excited about. So, anywho, what else do we have here? Disney Cruise Line, John, is removes early December sailing from site. My God. I mean, they should just say, we're not booking until there's a vaccine, because it's the only way you're going to do that. Because I don't think people feel safe without it.
I don't know. I was always a little leery of cruise ships in the first place, just based on, and it, not Disney, because Disney never had anything. But you, especially some of the, let's say more of the party cruises, you certainly heard about stomach, and once there's a stomach flu or something on a boat in an enclosed environment, I can tell you from my days in the Navy, once one person gets sick, the entire ship is going to get sick. There's very, very little you can do because you're in such an enclosed, you know, you're in a small space and you're all breathing the same air and you're all touching the same stuff and you're all eating the same food. So once somebody's sick, you're all going to get it. So,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, me and my wife, we went out last week. We got our flu shots already. We were being proactive, and we were trying to help everybody else out because you know it's going to happen. Once the fall comes, and if there is a vaccine for the virus, these poor people at the pharmacies and the clinics are going to be inundated between the flu shot and that. So if you do get the flu shot and you believe in it, go out and get it now. It's available. Don't you think I'm right, John?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I get mine every year. The VA does mine. I stop by there for my yearly visit to the clinic anyway, and they give me the flu shot then. Lisa's already taken care of hers at the local pharmacy. Yeah, I mean, Publix down here, if you got your insurance and they cover your flu shot, you get your flu shot, and they give you a $10 gift card for Publix. So, hey, what's wrong with that?
No, nothing. At all, right? So. And if you do believe in it, like I said, be proactive and go get it now. You know what I mean? This way, absolutely. This way, when we do get the vaccine, these pharmacists and clinics and all these doctors are not dealing with giving multiple shots. And this way, you know you're covered. I mean, if you don't believe in it, that's up to you. I think you should get it, but that's your choice. But me and Brenda got ours last week, and I highly recommend anybody to get theirs as soon as possible. This way, you're not worried about getting to it. Plus, I didn't want to have two vaccines in me at the same time anyway, John.
Yeah, Doug, my well, let's call it, I think it was the 1-5 day in the Navy. I got 13 in one day. So.
It's all being explained now.
It does indeed. Yeah, you went down this conveyor belt. It was basically a conveyor belt. You stood in line and just kind of shuffled forward, and they hit your three or four of them were not even needles. They were injection air guns. And until you've experienced one of those, a needle's not so bad. This thing, it ruptures your skin with a shot of air and blows the vaccine into your bloodstream. It is not a pleasant experience. So, but it was great because that was the one day they couldn't make us do push-ups. So
there you go.
That was the only good part.
There you go. But anywho, that's our public service announcement for this week. Brought to you by the lovely Judith, we'll say. Right, John?
There you go. Who I'm sure will tell you to go get your dang vaccine.
Yes. So,
but you know what? Let's give this a shot here. Disney announces details of holiday celebrations for Walt Disney World 2020. Disney has today announced details for plan of the holiday celebrations at the world in the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. As expected, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, Castle Dreamlights, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, and Candlelight Processional at Epcot are now confirmed not to be taking place this year. Physical distancing requirements and limitations on mass gatherings, make those events impossible to host. Although the main holiday events will be missing in 2020, beginning November 6th through December 30th, 2020, guests will be able to enjoy festive decor, themed merchandise, well, of course, seasonal food and beverage offerings, and entertainment all across the Walt Disney World Resort. Parks will continue the cavalcades that were introduced for the reopening in July with several twists celebrating the holidays. Toy soldiers will join the Main Street Philharmonic for one of the seasonal mini parades at the Magic Kingdom. When night falls, special projection effects will give a festive look to Cinderella Castle this year. The appearance of the iconic castle will be transformed with a rotating series of designs, including a whimsical Christmas sweater and a regal overlay of red, green, and gold ornamentation. Minnie Mouse will be hosting a Yuletide gathering for all her friends at Hollywood and Vine at Disney's Hollywood Studios starting November 6th. Santa Goofy will be there along with Minnie and more in their holiday best. From November 27th, Epcot will celebrate highlights from the Epcot International Food of the International Festival of the Holiday. Holiday Kitchens will return around World Showcase Promenade with favorites like American Holiday Table, featuring slow roasted turkey with stuffing and Bavaria holiday kitchen with dishes like cheese fondue and a bread bowl. No, the Bavaria one is fantastic. It had the pork schnitzel, the red cabbage, and spatzel. It was delicious. Inside the World Showcase, Joyful will present a journey through R&B, gospel, contemporary, and traditional Christmas and holiday music. Also, the Voices of Liberty will perform at the American Garden Theater's stage. Where's that at, Doug?
In America.
In America? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
For a special concert of favorite carols and songs of the season. At the resorts, decor will be on full display, but gingerbread displays will not be present this year. Snowfall will occur each night at Disney Springs within Town Center, Westside, and the Landing. In addition, Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar will transform into Jock Lindsey's Holiday Bar for a limited menu of festive favorites. The Tree Trail will not be returning. Oh, that's disappointing. But the trees will be spread throughout the property. Well, you'll still see some of them then. Mm-hmm. And finally, Santa Claus will wave to guests as he makes pop-up appearances at each park as well as Disney Springs, but will not be available for meet and greets. At Disney's Animal Kingdom, for example, he'll sail down Discovery River on a special flotilla. So, and, you know, I think last year was, what, the first year that Animal Kingdom had those specially themed decorations for the holidays. So, I guess this would be a good year to really go see those. So.
Yeah. And the Animal Kingdom also has a new Scar cupcake now, John, so you can go get that while you're there.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a couple of people in my household that think Scar is the coolest character in the world, and I'm like, really? You realize that'd be like my brother killing me. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys.
How does anybody like Scar? What is wrong? John, I would sleep with one eye open if I was you.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the one movie my son says he gets a little teary-eyed at, and I was hoping, you know, it's the whole concept of his father dying, but apparently maybe he's just missing Scar. I don't know.
Yeah, so. It must be when Scar's kicked out of the pride, John.
Maybe that's what it is.
Now, the thing I'll miss about all that, John, is not the parties, but I will miss the candlelight processional. That's a shame.
Yeah, that, you know, I think more than that, I'll miss the lights on the Cinderella's Castle. I know the projections will be awesome and stuff like that, but there's just something really, really beautiful about just seeing the lights. And as decorating my house for years and years, I know how much work goes into that. So it really gives you appreciation for how pretty that castle is.
Okay, can I make a statement here?
Sure.
I have a funny feeling you're never going to see lights on that castle again after they just repainted the whole thing. I think it's always going to be now projection.
You're probably right. You're probably right. And now that's been repainted and they can get away with the projections, which is a lot easier. And I say get away with that because that's the same thing that I have done the last couple of years. Us like you, Doug, have a two-story house and getting on top of our roof to hang Christmas lights. I've done it 5 or 6 times, and it's not a pleasant experience. Scared the crap out of myself the last time I did it. Almost fell. So I bought one of those projections where I just now project rotating Christmas decorations on the house. And that makes life a lot easier for me. So if Disney's probably doing the same thing. So
yeah, I just think they're going to tell you, and I'm not criticizing them here, so don't take it as I am. I just think they're going to take it as, we just put all this money into painting this castle beautifully. I don't think they want anybody doing anything to it right now could affect it.
Yeah, yeah, and no matter how careful they are, you know, getting them cranes up around it and hanging those Christmas lights is going to it's going to prove wear and tear, and especially I would think with rain, you know,
yeah.
and stuff like that streaking down off the lights, and you know, it's just more wear and tear that they probably don't want at this time.
Yeah.
So.
And it's like they're getting ready for the 50th anniversary. It's and with everything going on with the COVID, which I accept this for it. It's one less chore they have to do this year.
Yeah. And I mean, and as pretty as those lights are, it is a bit annoying for, and not necessarily me, but for a lot of people that come here in September and October to see them cranes constantly around the castle as they're putting the lights on. You know what I mean? I've heard several people complain constantly about that. So, and it would, yeah, that would avoid the fact that they have to put the lights on and take them back off. So.
Yep. It saves a chore, and Also, even when the cranes aren't there, you still see the lights draped over there. So they made the castle beautiful. I get why they're doing it this year. I'm on board with it.
Yeah. And speaking of that, it'll just join a long list of where are all these Christmas lights going? If that's true, and they don't put those back on. So there's this big pile that would include those lights, the lights from the Osborne Spectacle of Dancing Lights from Hollywood Studios, and then our old favorite from Epcot, that trail that used to lead down to World Showcase that used to be lit up so well. So there's a gob of Christmas lights somewhere.
Hopefully it'll end up in Chaos Connection for you, John.
Imagine what my house could look like.
You might have to hire a couple guys to help you decorate it.
I can decorate the whole end of my cul-de-sac. That would be pretty sweet.
There you go. John, you got a spooky green Calderon popcorn bucket returns to Epcot. Lisa, want that one?
I believe we have that one already. I think this is the same one that's been around for a couple of years. So.
That kind of reminds me of my brother when he ain't showered in a couple of days.
Hey, it kind of gets that green look to him, doesn't it?
Yeah, he does. Good old tomato. The scrim removed from the fence surrounding Harmonious Show Control. What's that about, John? You know?
I don't know. The scrim for... Let's take a look. Disney Parks blog. Loading. Disney Parks blog has posted photos on Instagram of cast members preparing for the upcoming holiday season at Disney World. Though Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party was canceled, cast members are still creating decorations and preparing experiences for guests. Cast members in the Holiday Services Department work on decorations for the entire Walt Disney World Resort. This can involve flower garlands, painting ornaments, and building other props. This is a series of pictures that show the amount of work that goes into the decorations. Oh, speaking of that, Doug, I'm looking at off topic here for a brief moment. I'm looking at one of the cast members showing you that the decorations. Did you notice that they have new cast member masks? They finally got somewhat themed masks, but I think they're perfect. I don't think they're themed enough where people are going to have to go on eBay and look for them and pay $48 for one mask, but you still get the effect of Walt Disney World. You know, it's kind of a blue mask with, it looks like pixie dust swirled through it and stuff like that. So they're pretty cool looking, and it's about time that they finally got some uniform masks for everybody to wear as the same type. So it's good to see. So
no, well, it is good to see. It's very good to see. And the other article I was talking about is a scrim removed from the fence surrounding the Harmonious Show Controls at Epcot. I don't know what this is about, though most construction for the upcoming Harmonious Nighttime Spectacular is invisible from the inside of Epcot. Some hints the show have uncovered in World Showcase Lagoon. The fence area on one of the lake islands will house power and show controls for Harmonious USA. U.S. And it's showing, it's like a fence around it. The fence previously had a scrim around it, and they're wondering like what it's going to be showing. It's clearly visible from all around World Showcase, so it's likely to be dressed up in the future to blend more with the environment. But it literally looks like a dog fence in the middle of World Showcase, John.
I imagine that's for the new show, right? Setting up some of the the control boards and stuff like that for the new show. I don't know, Doug. There was one time about a year ago that me and Lisa were out at Epcot, and we saw the boat taking all the landscapers out to mow the islands, which was just a bizarre sight. You know, you see all these people all of a sudden hit this island, and there's lawnmowers and weed eaters going and stuff like that in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon. So,
John, me and Brenda's actually seen that a few times. I've seen the whole landscape. Yeah, because we've gotten at Epcot quite a few times, like at rope drops, right way early in the morning, and we enter through the boardwalk area, and we go through World Showcase to head to Future World. And we've seen that quite a few times. It's crazy to see the amount of guys that, and we got spooked a couple times because it's so quiet out. You'll go up along the lagoon after getting a cup of coffee and just chilling there, and all of a sudden somebody will come out behind the bushes along the lagoon working, and you're, it'll startle you.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and it's like a choreographed event too. They like get there and boom, and then zoom, 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 and then with like what 20 minutes they're done with that island, and it looks immaculate. So
how do they do that again, well, John? So. What's the words?
Zoom, 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 zoom.
There you go, Johnny. Dude, Baby Yoda is getting out of hand. They got Baby Yoda Crocs now, John. I mean, come on.
It's too much. It's too much.
It's getting me to the point where I want to put Baby Yoda in. I mean, I don't want to say that. I was going to say a hot cup of pumpkin spice coffee at this point.
Nope.
It's
put him with some cilantro, some pumpkin spice, and avocado. And
I mean, I love Baby Yoda, but it's enough already.
That's just like anything else. None of these companies. Disney World include know when to say when on any of this stuff. You know, you get something that's popular and then it has to be inundated. And that goes all the way back to when Simpsons came around and Bart Simpson was all of a sudden everywhere. So,
remember how last week I was so excited about the Norway Christmas ornament?
Now, I like this one better.
The Germany one?
Yes.
I like them both the same, John. I want both of them. Can't pick favorites,
with
buddy.
Both large canceling canceled during the holiday season. Why not get your Christmas tree ready and decorate it for Oktoberfest? And Epcot has the perfect ornament to get started. The Mickey pretzel shaped ornament is the colors of the Germany flag. The German flag also happens to be the color of Mickey Mouse himself, so it works pretty good. So yellow, red, and black. So, and yeah. There's two other.
I was going to say, John, real quick. Unlike Judith, I can't pick favorites like she does on this show with you.
Oh, goodness gracious. You're still digging that one out, are you?
Oh, I never stop.
You can find this pretzel ornament for $16.99 at the Germany Pavilion in Epcot. While there, why not head to the Germany booth for the Taste of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival? I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the pretzel one the best. All three are cool, but I like the pretzel one. So I can pick my favorite, but it's a new one. But between that and the Norway one, I love them both, John.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with the pretzel one. I don't know. Now, if it had a little beer on the side of it, it would definitely be the winner.
No, you'd already ended this show and been driving to Epcot.
Yeah, I might head over there. I give me a reservation right now.
John. Wonder if this is going to be all the countries are going to get that. I hope so.
Well, that would be pretty cool if everybody got their own unique Christmas ornament. Oh, goodness. I don't know if that would be cool. That just means we'd have to get another Christmas tree.
So. Yeah, well, I'd also have to send you down a big gift card to get your 50% discount off for me so I could get one from each country.
Well, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, so I have a feeling it's going to continue, John. What else do we have?
Yeah,
here,
I wouldn't be surprised to see them all everywhere. And I've heard actually several people, you know, with the crappy year this has been so far, that several people are getting actually ready. And I know this will offend you in some way, but people are getting ready to put up their Christmas decorations already. They're like, just get this year over with, so let's go ahead and celebrate Christmas.
100%, John. The new walkway connecting the Grand Floridian Resort to the Magic Kingdom, it has been near completion for some time now, but they're still waiting to open it. So with the temperature checks and all that stuff, I guess they have to get all that ready, John.
So when I was out there a week ago, we flew over it on the monorail, obviously, and I looked down at it and it was open. You know, it was the bridge was, I guess, closed, you would say. So in other words, people couldn't walk across it. It was flung back. So it's a swinging drawbridge so they can get the floats out for the electrical water pageant at some point. So it was still shut. People couldn't walk by there, and they had barriers up and stuff so they couldn't even get near it. But they did have a tent up on the walkway as it approaches, you know, the entrance to the monorail and stuff, because that's where you come out at, is at the exit, the entrance to the resort monorail from the Magic Kingdom is right by the path that leads you to that walkway. And there was a tent set up on that walkway already, ready to go. So it looks like it should be very soon, because obviously that's where they're going to be doing security and temperature checks as you approach the Magic Kingdom coming that way. So it shouldn't be long. Like I said, it looks like it's ready to go. So
yeah, they also planted all the grass and everything around it. So I've said before, when the grass goes down, it's opening.
There you go.
But I don't understand, John, and I'm going to go back a ways, but what the hell took so long for them to build this bridge?
You got me. I mean it's a mechanical drawbridge. It's nothing extensive, you know?
This should have been done 20 years ago. When the park opened, it should have been there for Grand Floridian. When Grand Floridian opened, that should have been being built the same time as that resort, in my opinion.
At the very latest, it should have been done when they did the bricks, you know, and they had all those people pay the money for the bricks and stuff like that. Why wouldn't they have expanded their brick paying ability and sold more bricks to go all the way up to this bridge and back? So, yeah, I don't know why this has taken so long. I'm happy to finally see it done, but it boggles your mind as to why this wasn't done a long time ago.
I've said it a million times. I don't think the monorail was ever fair for Grand Floridian guests, how it always picks them up last and it's the most to stay there, which that always baffled me. Like, I would ride that from the Contemporary. We would get on, we'd go eat breakfast at the Wave or go to Chef Mickey's or Contempo Cafe or whatever. And then we ride the monorail because me, the monorail is like another ride in the park. Like, we've always talked about how great the transportation is. And I've said it a million times, I don't understand how you get to the Grand Floridian and everybody that's staying there has to stand up.
I don't know. It's literally a 3-minute ride from the Grand Floridian, but yeah, this is going to make it a lot easier just to walk over. So
yeah, it's just a point. Fully remodeled World Discovery restrooms are now open, John. They redid some restrooms over at Epcot. Thank goodness.
Yeah, some of them were getting a bit long in the tooth.
Yeah, and smelly in the tooth, too. And this is awesome. We'll never be able to stay here, John, unless we hit the big one of us. But get an aerial view of Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel under construction at Walt Disney World. I feel bad because a lot of this stuff has been so put to the side burner with all this going on right now. Like, this should be something that everybody is like, can't wait for the Star Wars family, and it's like it's put a big damper on it. You know what I'm saying? This should have been a big announcement. It just seems like I forget about it until something's announced on it. Don't you, John?
Well, that and Doug, it honestly, it's going to be an experience that a lot of us are just never going to have. I mean, as much as I like Star Wars, and even if I got a little more affluent here or a little had some more expendable income shortly, it's nothing that I'm going to have enough money to go spend on. I mean, it's going to be a cool experience, and it looks phenomenal, but I don't see myself ever spending the amount of money on that. So it's got a very limited fan base, really, that's going to be able to spend that kind of money for it. So,
well, it's really coming along with these pictures here. I mean, it's getting close. I mean, the structure's done. They're working inside now. So, I mean, it looks good. I mean, oh, if we hit the big one, John, we'll have to hit that big lottery for a couple million to be able to stay here. And again, you know how I am with stupid stuff like that. Like, I get in my own head saying, well, if I stayed here for a gazillion dollars, like, I understand staying at the Boardwalk and the over at Riverside and stuff like that. People could call me contradictive or hypocritical because I could stay at All-Star to save the money. But there's saving money, and then there's being crazy. You understand what I'm saying? And then, like, I want to be in luxury. I do like it nice. But what they're going to charge for that, that's when I start to think where I could give that extra money to somebody who could really use it instead of spending it on that craziness. You get my point, John?
I get your point, Doug. But, yeah, I'm more of the other type. I mean, that if you're going to start nitpicking like that, then I wouldn't even go to Disney World. I would just save all my money and give it to other needy families. I mean,
The point is, I get on this horse where I'll buy a Honda instead of an Audi. It's just me. You understand what I'm saying? That's just me. But I don't blame you for doing it. God bless you. But that's where I am. There's to a certain extent. With Club 33, that's like the next level for me. Everybody has their own line, John. I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's where my line is drawn. No matter what I made, I wouldn't join Club 33. I just think it's outrageous.
Unless maybe I was I don't know, maybe if I was a Hollywood agent and I felt that would improve my chances of meeting other actors or actresses, if you used it as a job excuse, you know? So.
Yeah, I get you. But again, if you want to do it, it's all good for you. There's certain things I just can't get my own self to do, if you follow me. It's just the way I am. Like, if I hit the millions, I wouldn't go out and buy a Ferrari. I'd buy myself I would like one of those new Challenger RTs or something like that. You follow me, John? Even though I do love a Ferrari, John, or a Porsche, I would maybe drive one.
There's a place down by Siesta Key that I deliver to, or used to when I worked for Primeline, and you would pass it all the time, and that's all they do is they would have people. You have these
the exotic cars,
wannabe rich people that come in for. Yeah, and they rent just luxury vehicles, so there's always these Lamborghinis, Porsches, and, well, not Porsche necessarily, but Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Maseratis parked outside, the top-of-the-line ones. So I guess you can rent it for a couple of days and feel rich, right?
Yeah, or you could be like Justin Bieber and leave one in a parking garage, a $250,000 Lamborghini or Porsche, whatever. He left there, and he told one of his guys, go get it. It was in there for months, John. He forgot he even had it. He bought it when he was down in Miami and left it there.
that's a different experience. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't forget about that.
No, he totally forgot about it. One of his guys said, you know you left that down there. Somebody called him. He said, well, whatever one of you go get it can have it. Like, he could care less about it.
That would be like me or you buying a six-pack of beer and leaving it in the fridge in the garage and going, oh, yeah, I got that six-pack of beer. And, well, you know what? You go get it. I don't want it anyway. So, same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, we're speaking about the cars. Down here at Millville Raceway, they have it where you can go down and they have the same thing. They have, like, 8 exotic cars where you can rent the Porsche, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini, the Audi, any of those that you want to run, and you can go do it for an hour or two, which I would probably do that, John.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun to drive one.
Yeah, the park is shifting to noon. It isn't going to shift, though, till noon to 8 until it's saying starting November 27th, John.
Okay.
But I think
they're trying.
Yeah, I think the reason why they did that is because they already had the announcement of the hours out already and people bought tickets.
Yeah, true.
So, but anywho, what else we have here, John? We're running out. All I know is I'm ready for some football.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Got football all day, hockey tonight. It's a good day. Got Monday night football tomorrow. So, happy, happy. And then I don't have college football for another 2 weeks. We've got college football, but not mine. So another 2 weeks before I get to see the Gators. So
no, it's still fun to watch, John. I'm glad they're playing. I really am.
Yeah, I am too. We watched several of the games yesterday, and let me get on a little bit of my soapbox here, Doug. The team that drives me nuts, and first of all, folks, I was raised as a Catholic, so I'm allowed to criticize Notre Dame if I want to, but that's what I'm going with anyway. But for goodness sakes, why they win one game? They beat up Duke yesterday. Duke is not a football powerhouse, but now all of a sudden, all the sports announcers, once again, like every year, Notre Dame is the best team in the entire world, and they're going to win the national championship this year. And oh my God, every year I hear this. And then every year, halfway through the season, at some point, they poop the bed. I mean, I'm so tired of hearing how great Notre Dame is, and then they poop the bed. So stop the Notre Dame love. So,
well, they need another Rudy Rudiker on that team to get them ready.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so. They need Rudy. You have to admit, that was a phenomenal movie. I cried.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, dude, it's a true story. You got to watch it. It's an awesome movie. If you're a football fan or a sports fan, watch it.
For some reason, I think that was... there's like this gap of 3 to 4 years where I was in the military that I didn't see a lot of movies, and I think that was happened. That popped in there at some point during that time. So.
Yeah, get a chance. Watch Rudy. I highly recommend it. It's a good movie to watch. It's very inspirational. So, I think you'd like it. But, anywho,
yeah, John, I probably would.
Anywho, John, what are you doing today? Did you see the five cheese grilled cheese with fresh Jersey tomato I posted this week?
That looked pretty delicious. It looked like should be going on to one of the menu boards at Disney.
Thank you. It was so good. It was really good. I did some good cooking this week. I did the pork tenderloin recipe with the Polly, the Ohana wings recipe. I'd made the pork tenderloin.
Yep.
My sister-in-law said it was one of the best meals she's ever had in her life.
Oh, man, there you go.
It was good. And then what we did with what was left with it yesterday, John, I broke what was left up of the tenderloin with the flavors from the sauce, and we made finish them up with pork tacos.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Good job.
And then I did salmon this week. And what else? I cooked my butt off this week, John. I made some really good stuff this week. I was Chef Guy LaRue.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, fantastic.
So what's on the menu today, John?
I'm going to grill some steaks later.
There you go. That sounds good.
I'm going to grill some steaks and hit eBay while I'm listing on a list on eBay while I'm watching football. So I've been looking forward to football. Football is the perfect sport to list on eBay. I can halfway pay attention, look up for a touchdown, and go back to listing. So,
except for when the Bucks are on, you'll put full concentration on the Bucks, right?
And tell commercials, right. And then I can list, and then back to football. Yeah, yeah. Hockey's too hard. You can't really list while watching hockey because there's so many turnovers. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I can't. I'll be in here screaming all day till the end of the day today. I'm in my little cocoon here. The little war room is my...
It's Doug. Yeah. Doug's day to go away from the family. Okay, everybody, just leave me alone.
Yeah. My buddy Brian that I used to do a lot of work for, he used to call it Doug's war room. I got to come to the war room, one day, he would say.
So. I don't think I want to be there. I wouldn't mind recording it and watching your facial expressions during an Eagles game. So.
Well, anywho, Johnny, I'm going to let you head to your family. I'm going to head out and get ready to cook some lunch and get ready for my birds to win the first game of the season. They're going to kick cilantro's butt, and hopefully we have a great football year.
Sounds good. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and looking forward to our fantasy football league. So.
All right, everybody, good luck today. Everybody, please be kind to one another. If you can, head over to iTunes and leave us a review, and we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools, and there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.